Welcome back to Rockhound Radio, your podcast for gaming and then everything and anything in between. From ghosts and ghouls to Bigfoot to horror myths to Pokemon to D&D, we got it all here. Thanks for tuning in. What is up, everybody? Welcome back. I should actually be saying welcome back to myself because, man oh man, I haven't been behind the mic of my show for a while. So, yeah, as you guys know, if you follow on Facebook, and those of you who do not follow on Facebook, I apologize because I guess I didn't really think about any other way. I should have just threw a little snippet out there or something. But yeah, I've taken a little bit of a break here in the recent of times. But I'm here to say that, you know, I'm not done. I'm never done recording. You know what I mean? Like that's nothing. Like when I took a break, it wasn't to just stop altogether. It was just I just needed some time. And I don't know. I feel better. I'm excited to today. I actually recorded 20 minutes earlier today, and then I said, you know what? I don't really like that, and I'm gonna scrap it. And it's just now I actually feel like re-recording this. I'm like, okay, that was the old me being like, okay, that I didn't like that, so I'm just gonna redo it rather than just being like, meh, you know, I'm gonna roll with it or whatever. So, yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I feel better about it. I'm coming back to the show with a little bit better of an attitude, I think, just personally. And I, you know, hindsight, there's probably a lot of things, just like anything in life, there's always things you can do differently, right? I necessarily wouldn't do anything different just because, I don't know, the time that I haven't spent recording, I've kind of, in a sense, been not, I can't say studying, but just kind of thinking overall as far as content and you know how I want to do things. So it was kind of a big board meeting, but just with all the, you know, all the people, all the content ideas in my head. So anyway, no more of that, but we're gonna be back this week. It is basically just kind of a catch-up episode, man. I feel bad because there was a lot of little things I was doing series wise where I was, you know, keeping you guys up to date on games I was playing and this, that, and the other. And I feel really bad because I, you know, my dream was somebody playing along, right? Like, oh yeah, I was playing this game, you know, da, 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 da. And which is a feat no less because it's difficult to do that. Trust me, I've tried with podcasts that I listen to, that they have open social Reddit threads. And I tried to be a part of that and it's just super, super difficult. Right. So then in my head, it always kind of existed. I fabricated that somebody was out there and that was just for me. So and it gave me that little bit of drive. And then I kind of just, you know, I kind of bottomed out so I feel bad. So I haven't forgot about those games. I actually, in my recording earlier, I couldn't find my notebook, which was literally the notebook I was looking at. But yeah, I have it now. But yeah, I figure we'd touch back on a few of the games, just update-wise, and at least the ones that I can remember because, yeah, we talked about Baldur's Gate and all that junk. So, but first and foremost, I do want to say thank you to everybody who just reached out, did everything that, you know, good people do, right? You reach out, make sure everything's good. You know, I had several friends text me. It was actually funny. My wife last night, we were sitting on the couch and we started watching TV. We've been watching a couple movies on Netflix and she just out of nowhere, she looks over at me and she's like, are you still doing your podcast? And I'm like, well, not really. I was like, I've told you I took some time off to record. And it was just it was something that we've talked about that just kind of got, I don't know, you get busy and there's been a lot of things going on in our life and I just kind of forget about it. Right. And I was like, she's like, are you going to start recording? You're not done, are you? And I'm like, no, I'm not done. I'm going to, you know, and then this morning I woke up and I was like, you know what? Today's icebreaker. That's what I kept referring it to when I recorded earlier. I was like, this is the icebreaker episode. I feel like opening back up from, not that I'm starting over again, but it's in a sense, it's a little fresh start for me. Right. So yeah, thank you to everybody who's reached out, who's been so kind to me friendship wise. I couldn't ask for a better support system. And sometimes that's tough to remember, but you know, just that is one thing you have to remember. And just about with anything in life that you have, that your capabilities and possibilities are limitless with a good support system. So, and you know, like I said, sometimes, you know, everybody gets down and out and thinks that there's nobody there, or, you know what I mean? Just, they just get down and out. I'll just leave it at that. And it's good to remember that there's people out there that are like, hey, like you know, just because it gets hard sometimes doesn't mean that you should give up, right? Like you should, you know, build from that or build from whatever. Don't just, I don't know, get caught in the rut, man. It's easier said than done. I know that. And this, I'm speaking very broadly. So, anyway, we'll get back to the show stuff, man. I'm really excited because not only is this icebreaker episode going to be like just me catching up with you guys. I feel like the teacher that's late to class, but he's been late to class for like several weeks and they've had like a shitty sub because you guys have had to listen to other podcasts. You're like, man, when's the real teacher coming back? Well, I'm back. And I'm here to say that I've been working on a side project with Cameron and a couple of the guys from Drunken Spear, Clark and Dalton. And we are actively recording, actually just started recording last week, a podcast, a D&D podcast, which I'm going to, yeah. Oh my God, I'm getting so excited. I'm like fumbling. This is probably the most excited I've been to record content and be a part of just podcasting in general. Like I love playing as a character, but I'm so excited. Like as like the part of like content in me, the writer in me. And I'm just like, man, this is going to be like, it's going to be a lot of fucking fun, man. So, yeah, we're going to be playing Dungeons and Dragons 5e module Tyranny of Dragons. So this is a Wizards of the Coast or whatever. It's an actual D&D book campaign that I'm going to be DMing and kind of ad-libbing in just about everything else. But, I've been following the book, prepping with the book. I've sprinkled in some of my own homebrew, writing, which, actually, there's a scene in the very first episode where it was like a monologue of me doing, and I want to do like a, like this will be like a little behind the scenes. You usually get the like behind the scenes right after the show. This is going to be like a little before the show. I wanted to showcase, i.e., the bad guys, like first and foremost, because like when you like personally, if you like watch TV or like watch a movie, you get some of these movies that like the first scene is just like, you know, it's the bad guy and he's like doing his deal, right? You hear me? He's like, yeah, you know, if you don't do this, da 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 da, and then he like shoots the guy, and then it's like cut to fucking, you know, da 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 da, and it's just like nothing's really relevant. You get this almost omnipotent, like all knowing feeling, right? Because you know that like when you see X person, like, oh, you're like, oh fuck, that, you know, that's the guy. But in D&D it's a little, I wanted to make it like a movie, but in a sense, like these people that I reference, like they really don't know, right? It's just like a dramatic scene. So I homebrewed up this dramatic scene, and Clark's Rodecaster, which is a phenomenal device if anybody's going to be getting into any kind of mixing with multi mics, the Rodecaster is such a fucking cool ass tool. It's the Rodecaster Pro, I believe. Pro 2, maybe. I don't know. It's got a lot of cool voice effects, which I was able to capitalize on with the dragon, which is probably, it's like part of the reason I wrote this intro, just to kind of like kick the story off. But it just felt really cool to kind of dive into that sort of thing. You know, like I've been playing D&D and the campaign that we're in for a year, and I've been playing D&D for several years now, probably two or three. More recently in the last couple of years have I been playing more regularly, but yeah, it's a cool, and like role playing a character for me is like, I get invested, like my Rango, my wizard, like I feel like when I'm Rango, like my personality kind of rubs off into Rango, and Rango sometimes me, like it's kind of like an intermesh thing, but I don't know, like I have this vision of Rango where he's just like trying to not educate people, but he wants to be like the voice of reason. You know what I mean? Like he just wants to everybody to get along, to be a good time. And it's just a cool thing, man. And it's just super funny, like being on the writer, or not, I keep saying writer, cause I'm not that I'm a writer, but I feel like anybody who delves into D&D, you can basically essentially call yourself writer or part writer, just cause there's so much involved. But being on one side and being a player for so long, now that I'm the chance to DM, I have And I've listened to an ungodly amount of Dungeons and Daddies. I've listened to some Critical Role, not as much, but I've listened to a plethora of D&D podcasts, and I've got so many. I just feel like I'm flooded with ideas, right? I've got like all this stuff going on, and I just thought it would be just kind of like the perfect thing, right? To be able to tell a story, spin a tale, play D&D, have fun with my friends. And it was just, it's just kind of like a, you know, you get the cake and you even get to eat it too, in a sense. But until that's until in D&D, your players mess up everything that you're doing, which my party and I have a big, we have every time. Yeah. So that happens, and it happens quite a bit more than we'd all like to admit. But anyway, enough about all the D&D stuff. I just wanted to bring that out and say, hey, I'm working on this, and I've already got a couple hours. I've already got a couple episodes. So my plan with it is to drop an episode probably like on a Friday, which it'll just be, hey, we're going to do D&D, or I just really haven't decided. You know what I mean? I might just start doing D&D podcast and then, stuff on that, or you know what I mean? Maybe we'll do every other week. I haven't really decided. So, yeah, we will figure it out as the time comes. Essentially, I just want to get a bunch of episodes banked. That way I kind of know I have a structure, and I'm going to say, okay, I kind of know what I got going on here. So yeah, let's, man, getting back into, okay. So I'm guilty of buying on the TikTok shop the RGX35XX. It's like a little handheld emulator. I'm sure if you guys have been on TikTok or Facebook, anywhere really, anywhere that has reels, you'd have seen these things. They have, you know, oh, you can play DS, Game Boy, PlayStation 1, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I bought one of these because it was on stupid sale, like half off. And I was like, you know what? And I bought one of these prior, and it was like the Game Boy. It looked like more of a Game Boy edition. And I was like, eh, but it never really comfortable with my hands. I don't know. It was a weird size. So I ordered this other one, and it's more like a Game Boy Advance, and it's got like analog sticks, and you can play DS games on it. And man, oh man, I will say, well, first I played like anybody good would do. I played the originals. I think I played Yellow. I beat it on like sped up version. And just saying, Pokemon sped up is life. Honestly, I can't imagine not playing these games sped up now. It's just like horrifying to think that you have to play on regular. Like there should be a setting, right? I mean, like I get you should be able to beat the game, and then like, hey, here's a cheat to increase the speed. I don't see what harm that could do in a game like Pokemon, right? It's basically like RPG grinding, especially in the older games where it was just so slow and daunting to like walk around everywhere. So to like paraphrase, with the speed up, I beat Pokemon Yellow in like a day or two. I think I started it like one night, and then the next day I finished it. And then like a day later, I was like, man, I was kind of bored sitting in my sunroom. And I'm like, you know, it'd be fun playing an entire Pokemon game with one Pokemon. So I like loaded up Red version and turned the speed up and just like solo ran it, beat the game with Blastoise at level 72 in the Elite Four. Had a couple really, really close calls in the Elite Four battle, but ended up pulling out alive. And I will say it was like super awesome. I played, I think the first thing I actually played was Crystal. And because Crystal is probably my favorite Pokemon game, I love Generation 2, Heart Gold and Soul Silver on there as well. But I played Crystal and I literally said, you know what I'm going to do? Like, I had an entire team to level 50, and then I power leveled a Dragonair to level 55. And if you guys know anything about Pokemon Generation 2, the levels are not that high, dude. So when I got to Elite Four, I just crushed them, and it was so satisfying. And I was like, yep. And then I like haven't really played much of it. But the handheld is really cool for anybody who wants to get back in the action of playing old Game Boy Advance games. I myself love Advanced War and Advanced War 2. I was actually playing them on there. It's pretty fun. It's a little like war strategy game. But yeah, definitely pretty cool. With the addition to that, I also got my hands on being able to play a Pokemon White 2 on it. And that is also sped up. And man, I I followed the game pretty far in my journal here, and here's a you know what actually we're gonna do is we're gonna take a quick break, and when we get back from break, we'll go over some notes, and then we'll do some see you later goodbyes, and it'll be on to next week. So tune in, and I'll be right back. All right, welcome back from break. Turns out I didn't get as far as I thought I did. Looking back over my notes, I only had five or six badges. Looking like five on my way to number six when I was playing and recording up for Pokemon White 2. So I would hear some of my hand notes from my little book, and I wanted to share this one because this is a very big deal to me, obviously. In my older days, now I like to make a point to be stocked up, and I have parentheses 250K amulet coin. Big deal. Potion, ropes, heals, everything on the menu. I'll have 10. No, seriously, make it 28. An ace trainer never goes anywhere unprepared. That's like my inner, like, fucking super level nerd. So it was kind of funny. It's just like you don't need that many things. Yes, I do, actually. And I'm playing like I said, I'm replaying it now, and oh shit. The same exact thing, like I'm going through and I'm buying a shitload of everything because when you play sped up, it just seems like you burn through so many. You just move around and you get so much farther, so much quicker that you feel like, you don't want to waste the time running back to a Pokemon Center. I don't know. It anyway. Let's see here. Landed in Lentimus Town. There's a volcano. Oh, here's a couple of really cool. This is the one big thing I wanted to say was. In Reversal Mountain, you meet up with Bianca, and she like wants to investigate Heatran and how he affects the mountain. The mountain twist or not Twist Mountain, sorry, Reversal Mountain is properly named because in Pokemon Black 2, it is a dormant volcano, and in White 2, it is active. So, and then two other, yeah, this is cool. So, two other fun facts that I actually found. Oh, excuse me. Playing the game was, let's see here. There was a trainer reference to Gundam. So I forget what he said. You know what? Let's see if I can find it real quick. Maybe I'll be able to find it on the fly. White 2 Gundam. So I don't remember the. Okay, somebody has it on a Game Facts, dude. Hell yes. It says, props to the Gundam reference. Kung Fu Girl in Reversal Mountain says, a flood of attacks from three Pokemon. Let's call it a dre yeah, jet dre jet stream attack. At first I was thinking maybe she was being literal, and then for some reason I remembered the black TriStars from UC Gundam, and nice one there, Game Freak. I wonder if they're more pop culture reference like that. Yeah, absolutely. So there's that. Yeah. It sounded way cooler the way and I thought it sounded way cooler in the game than what she said than I didn't realize. I think that fact I like looked up what it was like she said and I looked it up and I was like, oh yeah, this is from that, and I don't re honestly even remember, but anyway, it was just a cool little like, hey, this is what this is. And another one was there was a trainer reference, yeah, because I have a big arrow pointing to this, and volcano means, or volcano is Kazan or Kazan. I'm not really sure in Japanese. Kazan, and it says another trainer fact. So I think I forget like in what context it's used in, but the big root of this was like truly wonder how much in many references I missed because I can tell you now playing at full speed. I mean, I still read stuff, but I have read less and less. Like the whole Plasma, Team Plasma thing, I was just kind of like, blech. I never really liked any of it. Just the whole thing, right? It just kind of, to me, seemed a bit too much. I could never really get into the story. So I definitely did. I will say currently I'm on like training for the Elite Four. So I've made a big jump in progress, but a lot of the story kicks and arcs, I was like, meh. Like, I don't know. Maybe me at a different time, like when I'm taking the time to like, oh yeah, I want to fucking get down to the nitty gritty. And I feel like that's what I was doing prior to this, right? Like I was going through every little phase and Now I like I replaying it, I was like, ugh, like all the points that kind of like fucking drug me down in the first place. I was like, dude, like I'm glad I'm playing it sped up because I don't fucking think I could do this again. So yeah, there's that. Cool little update for that. And then so yeah, I will definitely have to I closed my book like I was done with it. Definitely have to keep you guys sort of updated on that, just on a more broader scale, I feel like. Well, obviously I kind of just did. Anyway, moving on. Some of the other games that I have managed that I was been playing in like downtime. I kind of like jumped around between several different games. I've started a new Skyrim save where I was playing as my D&D character, a lizard folk wizard who uses a shield and magic. So in Skyrim, I built a with heavily modded save with a Argonian that's a wizard with like carries around a shield. So it was kind of fun to play around with that for a little bit. I played and actually beat Halo Infinite. What a phenomenal game. Like start to finish, right? It was like an open free roam Halo. It was like the first Halo that I played the story for in a long time. I thought it was really, really good. And it just kind of, it like, I don't know. Like I felt like it was a different kind of game that I played in a while. And it kind of like reinvigorated me, right? I was like, man, this is like fucking cool, right? Like this is a cool story, cool mechanics. Like it just, I don't know. It definitely, like for me, it was a really good game. And I got a buddy that I play D&D with that's actually going to, well, I talked about earlier, he's going to be playing in Tyranny of Dragons. And he's like a big Halo guy. And I like there for a couple weeks, I was like, dude, like, have you been playing it? Have you beat it? Have you beat it? And it took me a while, but it was very, and it was like gratifying because when I finally beat it, I was like, yeah, like, you know, I don't know. It's just a sense of accomplishment, right? But I played that and I restarted actually Breath of the Wild. I do this every time. Tears of the Kingdom, Zelda. So man, oh man, I've probably got 20-ish hours into a new save and I've done about 50 shrines. And it is such a, like when I talked about it, when it first came out and I played it a little bit, I was like, wow, this is like awesome. Right. Oh my God. And like, now that I'm replaying it, I'm like, holy fuck. Like I had no idea, essentially what I was playing. It is a very good game and it is very challenging, but very rewarding. You get that sense of like, every time I do something in Zelda and I accomplish something, I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Like not even the smallest, dumbest little task in a Zelda game, you feel accomplished. So when like you actually defeat a big boss that's been killing you, or you figure out that puzzle, I mean, I've got the, I don't fuck around, dude. I have the book. I'm not even lying. I bought the hardback book when the game came out, like the game guide. So I have the book if I question anything, but I give it an honest to goodness effort, right? And then after a while, if I'm just like, dude, fuck you, I'll look it up and I'll be like, well, that most of the time I'm in the realm of figuring out the puzzle. I just don't have like one or two things. And a lot of it's just like fucking, you put your blinders on sometimes when you're playing video games and you're like, it has to be this way. And you don't really, at least for me, ever think about like, oh, hey, it's probably like, obviously if that's not working, then it's not going to work. Like there's only so many ways you can fucking spin this or spin that. And if they don't, you know, you can't jam puzzle pieces together, right? Like that's not kind of how that works. So, but yeah, it was just a, I don't know. It was just a cool thing here. So let's see. I think we are pretty close to wrapping this up. So let me see if I can go over anything kind of cool. And that, well, I mean, nothing for D&D has been released yet. So maybe this will just be the cap on our icebreaker episode. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. The cap on our icebreaker episode. So yeah, you can tune in next week to, I don't know, maybe we'll, who knows what we'll dive into next week, but be on the lookout for that D&D podcast. Like I said, we're going to be hopefully recording next weekend again, and we'll be able to get a little bit more banked. Once I start getting those episodes, like, you know, uploaded and, you know, set and ready, I got a few things I want to flush out and re-listen, so on and so forth. But you can count on me letting you guys know when that's going to go live, because I am more excited, I'm sure, like, and I hope some of you guys are excited. But I can almost guarantee you that I'm like, I wish I could just fucking drop it now, but I'm like, how fair would that be when we don't even have that much, you know? So anyway, I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for, just, you know, hanging out, man. and just everybody just being awesome. And I can't elaborate on that enough. And like I said, I guess I mentioned this when I was recording earlier, but I haven't talked about it this episode. I kind of even dropped like looking at my demographics and stuff and analytics. And then like I popped back on, I just scared the Christ out of myself. My foot hit my chair and it lowered me down. Good Lord. Anyway, what was I even saying? I was looking at like all my analytics and things, and it like really made me feel good that even though I hadn't put anything out, like I was still getting listens, like people were still listening. And I just felt like soon as I just didn't record anything, I was like, yep, that like I'm just going to fucking sink to the podcast depths and like nobody will ever fucking see my show again. And now like I'm coming back in with an attitude of like, you know what, like it, so what if it drops down a little bit? And you know, if I got to crawl my way up out of the fucking podcast muck and ocean and content creators, I will, man, because you know, you can't get it right. Yeah. Blah, blah. My heart's still pounding from almost falling out of my chair. You can't get rid of me that easy. So yeah, just want to say thanks and tune in next week where we'll be doing something, right? Who knows? So thanks for listening, everybody. And hopefully you have a great weekend. So thanks again.